Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carla Jenkins, and I would like to welcome you to an all-new Project Management Mondays. As you've noticed from the previous weeks, I've been dual broadcasting on both Blog Talk Radio as well as my YouTube Live, which is starting to go live. I would like to welcome all live as well as replay listeners to my Project Management on Blog Talk Radio. For those who don't know me, I am a certified project manager professional and certified scrum master with over 10 years of experience in project management. Moreover, I'm also the chief podcaster for this show. So I've decided to create a Project Management Minute for people who wanted to know project management the easy way. So every Monday I will come on here and do project management. And this episode is regarding virtual teams. And the title of it is Virtual Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. And the reason why I decided to do virtual teams is because it's essential that you keep abreast with project management as it's currently occurring in the trends. And we're starting to see a normalization of virtual trends, especially given the reality that you no longer have to be confined in one building or one office. Technology makes it possible for us to be anywhere and everywhere you want to be. I also have had a lot of experience with virtual teams from working, and that's something I wanted to discuss. Furthermore, as for those who are new to Project Management Mondays, I sometimes include the Project Management Body of Knowledge, which is the official, you know, guide of the project management professionals. It's the guide that we all must adhere to. And I have some definitions about, you know, virtual team and virtual teams being a part of human resource project management. So in Pinnock version 5, the most recent version, this virtual team says a project manager who is leading a virtual team needs to accommodate differences in the culture, working hours, time zones, local conditions, and languages. That's extremely important. And the reason why that's important is because, like I mentioned before, if you are global, you may not be in the language of that other person that may not be your language. And I'm going to touch upon that because that's extremely important. But also give you a little bit background of virtual teams that it's under HR management. And human resource is part of the overall project management, and that knowledge area is the processes that organize, manage, and lead the project team. Well, this is a part of virtual teams, and I'm also going to give you tips on how to manage virtual teams in this broadcast. As I mentioned before, I'm a certified project manager, certified scrum master with over 10 years of experience in project management. I'm also the CEO of Phenomenal Corporation and the chief blogger at PM.Expert on project management blog. You can subscribe to the PM.Expert blog at PM.Expert/mailing list. That's in both the YouTube Live as well as Blog Talk Radio show pages. But we're going to continue on with some of the things you need to consider regarding project management and virtual teams. First and foremost, virtual teams magnify the importance of written communication. And communication in these ways. One, because you don't see people every day, you're not looking them face-to-face, so you don't know they're nonverbal. It's just essential to have everything down in writing, so you can have the protocol. So when you're not face-to-face, formal communication is more important because you have to be able to have everyone on the same page. So it's going to be more rigid. It's going to be more standard operating procedures, more written down project management plans. Furthermore, also not just a written language, agree on a language. For instance, if you're global, if it's English, if it's French, it has to be one form of communication so you never have a problem. Another form is have one form of computer language. So when I was working, of course, in virtual teams, it was throughout the United States. So we all spoke English. But our communication tool for computer was SharePoint because it was on the cloud and you can share documents. Therefore, we used Jira, Confluence, Slack, it doesn't matter, Microsoft Project, Microsoft Teams, doesn't matter whatever you use. ClickUp, project management, doesn't matter. But when you're managing a virtual team, you have to make sure that your computer language and your written language are all uniform and written down. You also have to have a resource calendar. And you have to also, you have to have a resource calendar. The reason why is because, as I mentioned before, you may not be in the same place or even in the same state. You know, I'm based in the United States. And although you can be based in the same country, that doesn't mean necessarily that you all have the same holidays. For instance, in D.C., you have Emancipation Day, which is April 16th. Well, if you're working in D.C., then while everyone else is going to work, you'll be here, you'll be off. So you have, so the calendar protects you because then you know when people are off, what holidays, state, national, you know, state, national, and international holidays, different holidays, and you have to plan for that. Furthermore, it gives you time zones, like when there's a common way to meet and interact with people. You know, in my situation, we were in the United States, so we had a situation where, because I'm in the Eastern time zone, we would meet in the afternoon, so all of my meetings with the people in California will occur after, like, 1 o'clock, so it would be 10 a.m. their time. But that's something you also have to take in consideration for virtual teams. So I mentioned before that you have to, one, have, it requires, virtual teams require more formal communication. It requires a uniform way of language, be it English, French, Spanish, it doesn't matter. It also requires a uniform computer language. You also have to account for the time differences. As I mentioned, you have to account for culture of holidays. And another thing for best practices is to have everyone meet in the beginning and just to flesh it out. It can be a digital meeting rate. It doesn't have to be in face if everyone can't make it a face-to-face or a Skype or any type of meeting. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that everyone comes together so you can at least see or know the names of the person. One of the worst forms of communication is to be in a situation where you don't know the person on your team and you've never seen them. So if they request something of you, their name goes to the spam folder because you don't know who that person is and you haven't whitelisted them. And that happens a lot on virtual teams. So one of the things for, like, before you even start, like, the kickoff meeting, make sure some type of virtual meet and greet where you introduce yourself, you see the person's name, the person's photograph, so you know what the person looks like when they pop up. That's very important. What I would also mention is do some type of weekly status report, weekly just to update people on what they're doing, and have a point person if necessary, especially if you have very large teams. You can just have a point person from every location, and then they can bring the communication from bottom up, because you don't want to have too many communication channels. You know, the equation in communication, which is N times N minus 1 divided by 2, and you get so many people, you get so many communication channels, it gets jumbled. And you, what you really need with virtual teams is clear and concise communication across the board. So if you do have a very large team, just appoint people at every location. That will help you better communicate. Also, do it on a weekly basis. You don't know what the developments may be. But I think it's very important that you get up there and you make sure that communication is key, because as project manager, over 90% of your job as a project manager is communication. So we're going to review some tips that I had regarding virtual teams and the things that I mentioned regarding virtual teams. One, as I'm going to go back to PMBOK, which is a project management body of knowledge, and what they said regarding a project manager and virtual team, They said a project manager who is leading a virtual team needs to accommodate differences in the culture, working hours, time zones, local conditions, and languages. As I mentioned before, what you do have to account for is, first, get everything in writing. Make sure you have a uniform language and a uniform computer language. And in my example, it was English and SharePoint. Also, you have to account for time zones. You also have to have a calendar where you account for people's working time, but also local holidays, because if you're in the United States and you have someone in India, those are two different holidays and may also be two different religions. So you have different religious holidays. The next tip I gave was assign a meet and greet for the kickoff meeting. It can be virtual because you need to know the names. You need to know the faces of the individuals who are working, especially if you're spread out across the world. And my final tip was to make sure that you have weekly updates, and if you have a very large team, to do an appointment where you can have appointed people, because you don't want to have the communication channel to be so big and jumbled that it's ineffective. Because as I mentioned, with virtual teams, when you don't see people every day, when you, more importantly, you don't see people, you don't see their nonverbal, so you don't know how they interact. And the worst thing in the world on a virtual team is miscommunication. So those are my tips for having a fully functional and successful virtual team. Once again, thank you for listening to Project Management Monday. Thank you, whether or not you're watching on YouTube Live. You can follow me at CarlaRJenkins.com/YouTube channel, or you can just go on YouTube, search Carla Jenkins. I'm here. You can follow me here. You can also follow me, subscribe to my Blog Talk Radio channel, blogtalkradio.com/MissPhenomena. Moreover, as I mentioned before, I also have my PM.expert blog, Project Management. Our motto is for all things project management, and you can get in contact and follow us at PM.expert/mailing list. It's great to have you. We have a lot of great, positive resources, and this week, newsletter was based on virtual teams, so see, it all aligns. But I'd like to thank everyone for watching the YouTube Live, listening to Blog Talk Radio, subscribing to both. I would wish everyone a happy and productive Monday, and I'll see you in the next video or the next podcast. Have a great Monday. Goodbye.